All right, so this is sort of a delayed reaction because obviously it's like 2 o'clock in the morning. So you had all that shit, you know, a couple days ago with Zach LaVine and you know, fucking dipshit Magoo, the coach now, who, you know, I think at this point we're, you know, Tyler and I. That's his name, folks. His name isn't Gary. His name is Tyler. He lives. I could give you his address, but I'm not going to. Jim Boylan is sort of a caricature of a basketball coach. He's like a guy who's pretending to be a basketball coach. And, you know, say what you want about him. Maybe he has some good, you know, qualities about him. But, you know, he's starting this bullshit with fucking Zach LaVine. Then Zach LaVine comes in today, and what does he do? Zach LaVine's all pissed off because you bench Zach LaVine. He shoots the ball 28 times. He scores 49 points. He hits 13 of 17 threes. He didn't pass the ball once. He had zero assists. He had one steal and four rebounds. Zach LaVine was like, listen, we're playing the fucking Charlotte Hornets. You can go fuck yourself. You stupid bastard. I'm going to score every point. They're down by like 5 points or whatever the fuck it was towards the end of the game. They get a steal. He steps back, hits a three with 0.8 seconds left. They win by one. They beat the Hornets. You look at the rest of this team and you go, what the fuck is going on? Wendell Carter had 17. He was 6 of 10, hit a three. He had 11 rebounds. Satoransky had a big three down the stretch. He had 8 assists. He had 10 points. Lauri Markkanen played 23 minutes. He got fucking benched. He, you know, he had 3 points on 1 of 9 shooting, 1 of 4 from beyond the arc. We'll get to him in a second. Shaq had 0 points. He started. Kobe White had 28 off the bench, 12 of 19 shooting, 4 of 9 from beyond the arc. I sound like shit. I realize that. So essentially what happened in this game, you know, you look at Scary Terry, he had 28. He had Marvin Williams off the bench for them. He had 21 on 9 of 10 shooting. Biatch Biombo had 11 points. Graham had 18 points. Essentially what happened in this game is Chicago won because Zach LaVine, you know, went supernova, and Kobe White was the only other guy on the team who could really score. So Kobe and Zach went off. Lauri Markkanen, who, you know, I had alluded to a couple times last season, like, hey, maybe he's not the guy that we thought he's going to be. Okay, but everyone wants to put Lauri in this category of he's the next fucking, you know, guy that's going to be the superstar. He's the next Pascal Siakam. He's the next, you know, fucking guy. What's the guy's name? Who's on the goddamn Dallas Mavericks, the big fucking Latvian white dude who I can't remember his name. I really don't see... from what he's put out this season, this man needs to, he needs to go to McDonald's. He needs to get some fucking meat. He's doing this, you know, vegan bullshit or whatever the fuck he's doing. We're going to talk with Gary tomorrow about this. We need to get your man some fucking beef because, it's not working out this season and things are going to have to change pretty goddamn quick. If things don't get better here. Porzingis is the name that I'm looking for. Listen, that's going to be it for the sort of delayed reaction. We're going to do a podcast tomorrow. We're going to talk about a whole bunch of things. We're going to talk about... I know Gary has a lot of fucking trade bullshit he wants to do. We're going to trade everyone, according to Gary. We're going to trade Zach LaVine and Lauri and all these people. He's got like 10 different trade scenarios. I don't know what to tell you, man. I don't know what to do at this point. I mean, the fucking guy who, you know, everyone is blaming for this shit just almost scored 50 points in a game and hit like 94 shots in the last 2 minutes of the game to win. The problem is you just don't have enough good players. I don't think Lauri is really going to be the guy that you thought he was going to be unless he fucking starts eating some goddamn McDonald's and he gets back in shape. I think Wendell is okay. He's not great. You know, and I think Kobe can be a guy for sure. I think he has to start, you know, starting games. But, you know, you just don't have enough guys, man. You don't have enough guys to fucking score points. You're relying on Zach LaVine. We've said all this shit before. We're going to try to sort it out in the next podcast. But this is sort of a delayed reaction. I just wanted to say something because how fucking weird this game was. You beat the Charlotte Hornets. Congratulations. Okay, Bismack Biyombo was a major player on that team. Fucking, you know, Cody Zeller was a major player on that team. Did I make that up or was he actually on that team? Is he actually on that team? Let me hold on. Let me check this out. Cody Zeller. He scored 14 points on 6 of 10 shooting. That's not a bad game. Nick Batum, who's making like $1 billion, scored 3 points in 16 minutes. This is a horrible team. This is a dog shit team. And congratulations, your best player had to score almost 50 points and hit like 70 billion shots in the last 2 minutes to win the game. Congrats, Chicago Bulls. You're a mess. Your coach is a mess. Here's what I would do if I were the Bulls. I'm going to throw a little my 2 cents in there, and then we'll do a podcast tomorrow. I would fire the coach. I would hire somebody else. Maybe see what you can do for the rest of the season. Maybe see what you could do. See if you can get a little momentum going into the trade deadline. Fire the coach now. The coach has got to go. Fire the coach now. Get a new coach in there. See if you can get, you know, maybe get some momentum. If that doesn't work, maybe you'll look for a trade if you get, you know, a good opportunity. Otherwise, look to hire a different coach in the offseason or look to trade some of these players. But it's time that we decided that, you know, this season is kind of done and we're going to make some goddamn changes. That's it for the Bully Pulpit Podcast. My name is Ryan Graham. I'm a stand-up comedian. Come out and see me in fucking Dubuque, Iowa, and shit. You're not in Iowa. You guys are all in Chicago. And maybe I'll come out to Chicago a little bit more towards Christmas or potentially after Christmas. I might be over there at the comedy bar out there. But I don't know. Come out to see me or don't. Just follow me on fucking Instagram at Ryan Graham. Or what is my Instagram? I think it's RPGraham31 or something like that. Ryan Graham 31. Who gives a fuck, man? You're not gonna do it anyway. If you do, send me a fucking message. I'll you know, show you a picture of my dick or something. I don't know. All right, that's the end of the podcast. You guys have been great. We're gonna hook up with you tomorrow. All right, sounds good. All right, goodbye.